अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला, अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला।
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, undoubtedly, Allah azza wa jal has appointed such an angel at my Rawdah Mubarak, my grave, who has been bestowed with the power to hear the voices of all the creatures on the earth. And whoever, wherever, until the day of judgment, recites Durood-e Paak upon me, this angel presents the name of the reciter, the name of his father, and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fala ibn Fala, such and such a person, son of so and so, has recited salatu salam upon you. Subhanallah. Just imagine if your name was mentioned in the court of the king, and somebody told you that your name was mentioned in the grand court of a worldly king, how happy you would be. Well, how happy should we be if our name is mentioned in the court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the greatest of courts on this earth, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, subhanallah, today we are going to talk about truly a blessed hasti. Sayyidina Nuruddin Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullah alayhi has said that during a journey, Sayyidina Imam A Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached a date palm orchard. The trees were dead, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu during this journey. When they stayed there, the servant of Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam spread out the mat, the bedding, under a dead tree for them to take a rest. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala respectfully said, O grandson of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only there were fresh dates on this tree, and we could eat them till we were full. Listening to this, the great Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala recited a dua in a low voice. By its blessings, this dead tree became green and beautiful, and fresh dates started to appear on it. Within a few moments it was full. Seeing this, the camel driver who had accompanied them said, This is magic. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala said, No, repent, it is not magic. Rather, it is the blessings of the prayers of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all ate from that date palm. The caravan, the people around, all became full with the dates from this beautiful tree. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this was the amazing dua of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu truly was an amazing hasti. Hazrat Ummul Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the paternal uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once had a dream and told Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw in my dream these words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a part of your blessed body came to my home. Listening to it, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, You had a good dream. Fatima will give birth to a son and you will breastfeed him. When Hazrat Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala gave birth to Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, so Sayyidina Ummul Fadl radiallahu ta'ala was given the honor of feeding him. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Sayyidina Imam Abu Muhammad Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala was born on the 15th of Ramadan al-Mubarak in the third year after Hijri. His blessed name, Hassan, his kunya, is Abu Muhammad, and his titles were Taqi, Sayyid, Sibti Rasul, and Sibti Akbar. He was also known as the flower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, an amazing, amazing personality. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that one of the beautiful things about Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was that he looked like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He resembled Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anybody else. And the Sahaba ikram loved to look at him. Why? Because it reminded him of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like other companions, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a deep affection towards the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion he said, "By Allah, no woman has given birth to any son like Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu." My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was special. Not only was he special because he was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also his level of piety and taqwa and his love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. But not only his love for the best of creation, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala very much. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come out of his home carrying Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala in his blessed arms. Subhanallah. And sometimes Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have the honor and the privilege of riding on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showered this prince with so much love and affection that it was amazing. Subhanallah. On one occasion, somebody saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the Mubarak shoulders. And he said, "O son, you are riding something which is truly good," referring to the fact that he was riding on the shoulders of the best of creation. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "The rider is also very good." Subhanallah. You know, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complimenting the rider on their shoulders. And that rider was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that whenever I saw Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tears swelled up in my eyes. One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, saw me in the masjid and held my hand. So I accompanied him. We did not talk until we reached a marketplace. We then returned and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Where is the little child? Bring him to me." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, "I saw that Imam Hassan came and sat on the blessed lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest and best prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inserted his tongue in Mubarak into the mouth of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu and said three times, 'O Allah azza wa jal, I love him, so you also love him as well as those ones who love him.'" Subhanallah. This is the love that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. A Ta'abi saint, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Muqburi rahmatullah alayhi, stated, "We were sitting with Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in and said salam to us. We replied, but Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was busy with something else and did not notice the salam, so didn't reply. When we reminded him that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given him salam, he immediately said, 'O Sayyidi, O my chief, may salam be upon you also. I have heard the blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Hassan is indeed Sayyid, i.e. the chief.'" Subhanallah. This was a beautiful flower of the garden of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was respected by all the Sahaba ikram. The blessed companion, the Allah ta'ala anhu, said, "We were offering the salah being led by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a young child at the time, came out. And he started to climb on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the blessed neck of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rise from sajda gently and would very gently lower him and affectionately. After the salah was completed, the blessed companions respectfully said, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you treat this child in a way that you do not treat anyone else. So he Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reply to this said that he is my flower in this world. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was truly very blessed in that he was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his own character and his own greatness and his own humbleness knew no bounds. He, after the leaders and after the leadership of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father, the Lion of Allah, and after Hazrat Ali was martyred, he became the leader of the Mu'mineen. He became the leader of the Muslims. And Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu assumed the caliphate. The people of Kufa pledged allegiance to him. Having stayed there for a period of time, he delegates his responsibilities of Khilafat to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subject to certain conditions. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah accepted the conditions, and hence a reconciliation took place between the two groups of Muslims. But Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already predicted this, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already said that this grandson of mine will achieve great reconciliation between two groups of Muslims. And it is written that after Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala assumed the responsibilities of the Khalifat, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala addressed the people, because some people could not understand why he had done this and why he had handed over the Khilafat. But Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew what was better for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And he would say that indeed every sort of impurity has been removed from the Ahlul Bayt, and Allah Azza wa Jal has made them very pure. When he gave the Khilafat over to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people were ignorant and said that you shouldn't have done this, and it has brought shame upon people. And he would reply, shame is better than fire. And this was his amazing humbleness. Indeed, by this great sacrifice, the scholars write that Allah Azza wa Jal granted him the status of Ghaus-e-Azam in return for giving up the Khilafat. It is stated in page 392 of Fatawa Rizviya Sharif that Allama Ali Qari Hanfi Makki Rahmatullahi said, indeed, I have received the information from pious predecessors that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave up the Khilafat upon considering the fact that Muslim groups were going to fight amongst themselves. And he, as a result of this, was granted the great status of Ghusiyat and the Ghusiyat-e Uzma in return for it. He became the first Qutb-e Akbar, and then it was Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, and the last will be the great Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala gained his characteristics and gained his upbringing in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had some amazing qualities. His love for the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so amazing that it was admired by the Sahaba ikram. Indeed, during the different Khilafats, the great Khulafai Rashideen respected his opinions, subhanallah, and he had the honor and the privilege of being one of them, one of the Khulafai Rashideen. Initially, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa. Then, after them, it was Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then, the great Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the Khilafat came to Hazrat Hassan al-Mustafa. And these five are referred to as the Khulafai Rashideen. And this era is referred to as Khilafat Rashida. Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu on their shoulder and praying that, Ya Allah, I love him. You also love him. Subhanallah. And it is narrated that Arif Billah Sayyidina Nuruddin Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi, who passed away in about roughly 1,000 years after Hijri, has stated, on the occasion of Hajj, Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mustafa radiallahu ta'ala was once going to Mecca on foot. During the journey, his blessed feet became swollen. So his slave humbly suggested, Your Grace, take a ride. so the swelling of the feet will reduce. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala did not accept it, but said, when we reach Mecca, when we reach the Haram Park, you will find there a dark colored slave. He will have some oil. If you get the oil from him, then we will be able to massage the feet. Reaching the destination, he says that I found a dark-skinned slave. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala asked me to approach him for the oil. When I went to him, he asked who the oil was for. I said it was for Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. He said, the great Hassan ibn Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, I am his slave, take me to him. When he was brought to the court of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he said, oh Hazrat, my wife is suffering from labor pain. She is in difficulty. Please make dua. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala made dua for him. Go home. Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless you with a child and your wishes will come true. The dark-skinned slave says that I reached home and I found exactly what the Imam had predicted. And alhamdulillah, everything passed safely. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we learn from the life of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beautiful environment he was in with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then the companions, and then such a great mother and father that he had, that his upbringing was amazing. But in the teachings, it is obvious that the environment played a great role in shaping this great character of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Indeed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, give your offspring a good treatment and teach them good manners. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to a person, give a good upbringing to your children, because you will be asked about children as to how you brought them up and what you taught them. Subhanallah. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu's life is a role model for us. He was always perfectly respectful for all the Sahaba Ikram. Even though he had such a great status, subhanallah, he was humble and sincere in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. His humbleness and his sincerity was such that once somebody came to his court and asked for something, but he asked in a special way. He wrote what he needed down and he sent the letter to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. Whilst in his court, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, without even reading the letter, immediately said, I accept what you want and you will get it. Those around him said, O great Shaykh of Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala, you should have at least read the letter so that you knew exactly what this person was demanding. And the reply that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala gave, that while I would have read the letter, I could see that this person was be embarrassed, and by spending time reading the letter, I would have humiliated him more, and then I would have fulfilled his needs, and maybe on the day of judgment I would be questioned about this. So immediately I knew that a needy person had come to me, so I agreed to fulfill his needs. Subhanallah. A beautiful narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, together with Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, were on the Hajj pilgrimage. The caravan that they were traveling with was behind and they were in front, and they became hungry. So they went to the house of a lady and asked, do you have anything for us? She said, we've got nothing else. We've just got this goat, but if you milk it, the milk should be okay for you. So they milk the goat. She serves the milk. They drink the milk. And then they said, do you have anything to eat? And the lady was so hospitable. She said, I don't have anything else, but I do have this goat. Why don't you slaughter it and then we can cook it and you can eat it? So she offers it to them and they do exactly that. When they finished, they said to her, we are Qureshi. We have come on a journey and we will return. And if you ever come back to the way of Medina, please do come and see us. They depart from there. That day, her husband comes back and she narrates the whole incident. And he rebukes her, saying, you've given away our nanny goat, that's the only thing we had, and you sacrificed it for people that we didn't even know, no acquaintance, nothing. She stays quiet. Then some time goes on, and they come to Medina in search of work and food. They eventually turn to collecting camel dung and selling it and cleaning it for their living. While doing this one day, this woman passes by a house and stood in the door of the house is the great Sayyidina Imam Ali Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. He sees her, and as soon as he sees her, he recognizes her, and he says, "Do you recognize me?" She says, "No." He says, "I am the one you fed that day. When we were on our journey for Hajj, you gave us milk and then you gave us the goat and we sacrificed it and we slaughtered it and then we ate." Subhanallah. He says, "Today you are here." He gives her 1,000 nanny goats, 1,000 dinars and says, "Now go to my brother Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala." When she gets to the court of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, he says, "What did my brother give you?" She says, "He gave me 1,000 goats and 1,000 dinars." He says, "Right, I will do the same." So he gives her 1,000 goats and 1,000 dinars. And then he sends her to the court of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu ta'ala. When she gets there, the great Shaykh recognizes her, honors her, and then says, "What did they give you?" She says, "In total, they gave me 2,000 goats and they gave me 2,000 dinars." The great Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu ta'ala says, "I will also give you 2,000 nanny goats and 2,000 dinars." She returns to her husband with 4,000 goats and 4,000 dinars. This was the woman who helped the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this world, they returned the favor in such a way that she went back to her husband, who must have been mesmerized by this great hospitality of the great Imams. Subhanallah. Giving charity was a special quality of Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. All his life, he spent his wealth and his possessions in the servitude of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the divine path. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, learnt a lot from his brother. And we know from the seerah, the character of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he used to help the poor and needy, as did Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, through the great grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn some very important lessons. And the greatest of those is that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest asset you will have. And the love of the Ahlul Bayt and the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a treasure that we need to keep in our hearts to help us in this world, in our grave, and in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أجرني يا فيمان مدينة كربلاء